Dr. Pinsky with a female IME on Victoria Covington, C-O-V-I-N-G-T-O-N. Victoria Covington is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6-3-22, where she requested and received assistance in completing her intake paperwork. Period. On that occasion, she tripped while at work, but did not fall. Period. She held onto the railing. Instead, period, as a result, she believes she injured her left ankle and foot. Period. She did not have surgery for this condition. Period. She was in a boot for 6 weeks, and then also had physical therapy. Period. She did see her primary care physician, named Dr. Manel, M-A-N-E-L. Period. He had her undergo x-rays, comma, CAT scan, comma, and MRI. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleged while working at a patient's home, she tripped on a shoe, injured her left ankle and foot. Period. Medical records show she underwent x-rays of the left ankle on 6-9-22 at the referral of Dr. Manaya, M-A-N-I-Y-A. Period. There was no evidence of fracture or dislocation, but there was soft tissue swelling and mild degenerative changes. Period. She had an x-ray of the left foot the same day. Period. There was no obvious fracture seen. However, there was some irregularity of what appears to be an os peroneum adjacent to the lateral aspect of the cuboid, and a possible avulsion injury here is not completely excluded on the basis of this examination. Period. Clinical correlation was therefore recommended. Period. There were also mild degenerative changes, including calcaneal spurring. Period. New paragraph. She then came into the care of podiatrist Dr. Schick, S-C-H-I-C-K, on 6-28-22, period. Physical exam was performed, as were repeat x-rays. Period. They demonstrated evidence of a distal medial malleolar ankle fracture. Period. The ankle mortise is intact with no evidence of widening. Period. She diagnosed sprain of the deltoid ligament, comma, left ankle pain, comma, and non-displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of the left tibia. Period. She placed the petitioner in an immobilization boot. Period. She does not appear to have followed up frequently with Dr. Schick as per the documentation. Period. I've been advised that she was non-compliant with physical therapy due to her son's medical condition that required hospitalization. Period. Physical therapy was then completed at home. Period. On 4-11-23, she was placed on maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, normal. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbosacral normal, except for she was able to squat to 70 degrees. Period. She could navigate a figure of eight pattern, come and bounce on her toes, and stand on the affected foot independently. Period. Similarly, she was also able to do 5 consecutive heel lifts on that side. Period. Impressions on 6-3-22. Victoria Covington tripped on some shoes while working in a patient's home and injured her left ankle and foot. Period. She did have x-rays performed at the referral of Dr. Manaya on 6-9-22. Period. She also was seen by Dr. Schick, who recommended immobilization. Period. This evidently did continue, but she was non-compliant in attendance at physical therapy. Period. She evidently was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Covington found her to be morbidly obese. Period. she had a physiologic gait without a limp or antalgia, paired no handheld assistive devices or orthotic devices were utilized. Period. Provocative news about the ankle and foot were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of a distal medial malleolar ankle fracture treated conservatively with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.